AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says after victories by Donald Trump in Iowa and last night in New Hampshire, Republicans need to unite behind the former president.
My advice to the party is let's try to unite sooner rather than later. It's going to be a challenge beating an incumbent president, but sooner we can get behind Trump, the better for the 2024 cycle.
More people cast votes in yesterday's New Hampshire GOP primary than in any previous presidential primary for either party in the state's history. Russia offered no evidence but is accusing Ukraine of shooting down a military transport plane, killing Ukrainian prisoners of war.
The defense ministry says Ukrainian forces shot down the plane, killing all 74 people aboard, including the prisoners of war who were to be swapped. Video of the crash posted on social media showed a plane falling from the sky in a snowy rural area and a massive ball of fire erupting where it apparently hit the ground. The Associated Press has not so far confirmed who was on board or other details on what brought the plane down. Throughout the war, Russia and Ukraine have traded conflicting accusations, and establishing the facts has often been difficult. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Five players from Canada's 2018 World Junior team have taken a leave of absence from their current hockey clubs in recent days. Amid a report, five members of that team have been asked to surrender to police to face sexual assault charges. Four of the five are playing in the NHL. Heavy rains in Texas, closed schools, and elevated flooding risks around Houston. In San Antonio, a police vehicle was struck on a heavily flooded access road to Interstate 35, with moving water reaching almost to the door handles. Mark Brew, a man who stormed the Capitol in 2021 with fellow Proud Boys extremist group members, was sentenced to 6 years in prison after he berated and insulted the judge who punished him. Brew told the judge, "You can give me 100 years and I'll do it all over again." This is AP News. Jon Stewart is returning to TV's The Daily Show. The AP's Margie Zaraletta reports it's on a limited basis.
Jon Stewart is coming back to The Daily Show, but only on Mondays. He plans to stay through this year's election cycle. A rotating lineup of show regulars will host the rest of the week. Stewart's first show is February 12th. Stewart hosted The Daily Show for 16 years, replacing Craig Kilborn. Trevor Noah replaced Stewart in 2015. The show has not had a permanent host since Noah left in late 2022. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Country singer Chris Young was arrested at a Nashville bar after an alleged altercation with Alcoholic Beverage Commission agents who were doing compliance checks. Court documents describe Young as having bloodshot, watery eyes, and slurred speech when he was arrested. Young's attorney said in a statement the singer should never have been arrested and agents should drop the charges and apologize for the harm done towards his client. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.